Warm-ups. When you arrive at school, college, or at a training venue, your body isn't yet ready to perform a long day of using the voice. If you are dancing or participating in a sport, you would expect to warm up before starting. The same should be for using the voice. Not only does it warm up the muscles in your body, but it also wakes you up and allows you to focus. Before we start, I should mention the fact, something that is repeated several times on this CD, that having a hydrated body for speaking is essential for your personal and vocal well-being. It takes approximately 2 hours for your body to absorb water, so if you are starting training at 9 a.m, drink 500 milliliters of water at 7 a.m. in order that your body will be prepared for the day. Remember to continue drinking water throughout the day. It is recommended that you drink 1.5 litres of water a day, although I believe this could include fruit juices and teas. So, we're going to start our warm-up. Do this every day and feel the benefits of energising yourself before you start training. You will feel focused and relaxed. Feet. Focus on how you stand. You need to think of both feet as triangles, the big toe, the little toe, and the heel. Adjust the weight on both feet so that the weight is evenly distributed on each foot and on each corner of each foot. See how your knees are more relaxed and tension from your tension points have dropped down onto your feet. When I do this, I have tension on my feet. I feel powerful with an attachment to the floor. We refer to this posture as the Deva-Devo position. Hips. Many people keep tension in their hips, so we're going to free these up. Imagine you're hula hooping. So move your hips one way round, 10 times, then reverse the movement, 10 times the other way. Now your shoulders. Raise your shoulders as high as you can. Slowly move them downwards. Imagine your shoulder blades are moving your shoulders down your back. Repeat this 5 times. Neck. Please take care not to force your neck to do anything uncomfortable. The first exercise, you move your chin down towards your chest, then slowly move the chest to the side, looking over your right shoulder. Then move it back down to the chest and move the other way, looking over your left shoulder. Repeat this 5 times. The exercise should be done very slowly. The second exercise involves you drawing a sideways 8 with your nose. So gently draw the sideways 8 by going across, down, round, and the other way. Repeat 5 times, then do the reverse. This is a great exercise for releasing tension in the back of your neck. Jaw. There are 3 exercises for this tension area. In all areas, be very careful not to force your jaw. Exercise 1. Move your jaw from side to side gently. Repeat 6 times. Exercise 2. Move your bottom jaw forward, then drop it down and up in a circular movement as though you're chewing in a circular way. Repeat this 5 times. Exercise 3. Put your tongue behind your top teeth and tense it up. Put the weight on your tongue and move your bottom jaw up and down. Repeat this 10 times. The tongue. This is best done in the privacy of your own office. Stick your tongue out and with the tip of your tongue, write your full name in the air. Now your face. Crunch up your face and relax. legs. Repeat this 5 times. Arms. Imagine the energy is in your fingertips. Stretch out your arms, letting the energy go through your arms right from the fingertips, and relax. Repeat again 5 times. Chewing. Pretend you're chewing some sticky toffee. Really move the imaginary toffee around your mouth. Breathing. Take in a deep breath and blow out. Breathe in and breathe out. Now verbalize. Breathe in and then do a zzz sound as you breathe out. Zzz. Imagine it is a bee flying in your garden. As the bee flies higher, your note will be higher and vice versa. I'll show you now. Repeat this 5 times. Now do a siren on a n sound. So n, and repeat that 5 times. Now we can do some tongue twisters. There are plenty of these around, but 2 to get you focused on your diction are: she sells seashells on the seashore, and a busy buzzing bumblebee went busily buzzing by. There is also a downloadable file with this routine from the web. Exercise. See how you feel after doing this warm-up routine. Try to do this every day before you start training or teaching, and incorporate it as part of your routine. See a difference in your energy levels as well as your focus at the beginning of the day.